Nancy here. You know, I know this podcast is called Wellness Wednesday, and I'm recording this on Thursday, but it is better late than never. I have a few questions for you today. Have you started your weight loss diet yet? Or how about the cleanse or detox that you do every year? Are you punishing yourself for overindulging during the holiday season? Well, just stop. Perfection is overrated. Stop looking for the perfect diet. Stop punishing yourself because you enjoyed some holiday treats in the last month or two. Stop punishing yourself because maybe you didn't do as much exercise as you should have done in the last couple of months. I want you to really treat yourself with love. And begin with the idea that if you're carrying some extra pounds, don't go crazy. Don't look to be perfect. Instead, be sensible. I've got 5 tips for you for being more sensible. Number 1, move more. You don't have to get on some crazy, I don't know what they're called, where you go like you're going to boot camp or kill yourself. You can do 3 10-minute walks a day if you're not used to moving. And then just get up and move out of your chair for a 2-minute brisk walk every hour that you're awake. All of these things are going to help you move more naturally, burn more calories naturally. The next tip is eat less and eat early. Let's start with the eat early part. Your body burns more calories earlier in the day than it does later in the day. So that makes sense then that we align our food intake with our body circadian rhythm. So move more of your calories to breakfast and lunch and make dinner a lighter meal. And that brings us to eat less. You know, you don't have to stuff yourself at every meal, and you don't need to eat every 2 hours to keep your metabolism up. We'll talk later about what it means to eat mindfully. The next tip is eat veggies. Strive for 5 servings of non-starchy vegetables every day, and think of the color rainbow. What can you eat today that is dark green? And eat at least 1 serving of that group. Then eat 2 servings of vegetables that are bright in color, like orange and red, and eat 2 servings of things that are light in color, like onions and mushrooms and cauliflower. The next tip is to eat with intention and attention. Eat with intention to nourish your body. I think you really actually know what's good for you. But we've been fooled by manufacturers with their products that look healthy on the surface. But when we look at the ingredient lists, they really are not very good for us. And then eat with attention. Turn off the distractions. Turn off the TV, put away the phones, put away the books and magazines, and just sit and pay attention. Pay attention to how hungry you are when you start, and pay attention to how you feel satisfied during the meal, and then just cease eating when you hit the comfort zone, even if there's food left on your plate. And then my last tip is to clean out the pantry. Go through and look at those products and look at the ingredient list. And as long as you could have made those products yourself with ingredients found in the marketplace, they're fine. But if they are foods that you can't find in the marketplace, you don't recognize them, they have a high added sugar content, let's get rid of those. And you can throw them away or give them to the food bank if you want, but let's just get them out and make a commitment not to buy them again. Remember, it's what you do 80 to 90% of the time that matters. So don't try to be perfect. Allow yourself some occasional treats, because when you take away all of the joy, all of those treats, then eventually you're going to just go, oh, well, I can't be perfect. And you go back to eating them in unlimited amounts. Well, how about if we just eat them in small amounts just occasionally? So I'm